Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Ask away.
Thank you, ma'am. Well, my first question is, are you any chance Carol Ruertz?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, ma'am. And are you in a place you can talk safely and openly on your phone, meaning if I reach you on your cell phone, can make this? Okay. All right, and does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television station?
Nope.
Okay, ma'am. Are you registered to vote or over 18 years old?
Both.
Okay. And even though it's a long way off, ma'am, what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or you will not vote?
I will probably vote.
Okay, ma'am. And just for statistical purposes, may I know your age?
Over 60. 60
okay.
to 65. Is that close enough?
Yes, that's okay, ma'am. Just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I know your race?
I am white Caucasian.
Okay, ma'am. Thinking about the
non-Hispanic.
No problem, ma'am. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Oh God help. What were the choices again?
Mm-hmm. It could be very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
Let's go dissatisfied.
Okay, ma'am. And I want to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and ideas using a scale of a 0 to 100. 100 means very favorable. 0 means very unfavorable. If you don't know the person or organization, you can tell me as well. For example, Donald Trump, ma'am, from a 0 to 100?
50.
Okay. Public charter schools from a 0 to 100?
I don't know, 55. Okay. Maybe 55.
55, no problem. Joe Biden from a 0 to 100?
About a 0.
Okay. The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
Let's go 40 because I don't know.
Okay. The critical race theory?
So, don't know.
No problem.
About it.
No problem. What about public schools?
Let's go about 55.
5-5, okay. What about your local school board from a 0 to 100?
I'm not familiar with the local school board. I don't have any school-age children.
No problem. Public school teachers from a 0 to 100?
Well, if I only have to rate my daughter and her best friends, I would say 100, but I don't know that
for sure.
That's okay.
Your opinion counts, ma'am. 100. What about Black Lives Matter from a 0 to 100?
About 25.
25. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
My neighborhood, I would say good.
Okay. And next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students, ma'am? Which one would you say, public schools or charter schools?
I have no opinion. I don't have a clue.
Or are you leaning more towards any of them?
No.
Okay, ma'am. And some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following, ma'am? I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means public schools prepare them very well. 0 means public schools do not prepare students at all. So the first one says, providing basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting from a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that, ma'am?
3.
Hello?
Maybe 3-ish.
A 3, okay. What about this one? Helps America compete and beat other countries in the future, tech and global job marketing from a 0 to a 10, ma'am. How well do you feel public schools prepare students at that?
To compete on a global level?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're asking?
Help America compete and beat other countries in the future, tech and global job market. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe 5?
a 5, no problem. What about this one? Become more organized and have structure from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
No, I don't know.
No problem, no problem. What about this one? Embrace American values and be proud American citizens from a 0 to 100.
I don't think that anybody does a good job with that, so I'm going to go at about a 3.
No problem. What about this one, ma'am? Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
How well public schools do that?
Mm-hmm. How well do you feel that public schools do at preparing students for that? Mm-hmm. Our responsibility.
Well, I mean, yeah. it's been years since my kids have been in school, so it's kind of hard to judge that. But I don't know. I don't know if they teach it. I have no opinion. I don't know really.
I understand, ma'am. What about this one? Truthfully understand all of the American history, the good and the bad, from a 0 to a 10?
No, because I think that, no, I won't, I'll keep my that opinion to myself. I think it's probably a 2.
A 2. All right. Mm-hmm. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. How would you say that your state spends, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount too much or not enough on public school education?
I would say I don't have a clue. I don't know. I don't think it's equitable, but so I'm going to go probably on the average about probably 50%. Probably adequate as an average.
Okay, ma'am, would you say not enough, too much, or about right?
Probably on an average about right.
Okay, ma'am. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
I don't think I've ever, no. So that's,
okay, ma'am.
No, because I don't think I have.
Okay, ma'am. How much have you heard, seen, or read about the critical race theory? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Theory? I have not heard anything about it.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. As you may have heard, ma'am, the critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply plain politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I have no idea. No idea because I don't know what the CRT is.
Oh, okay. No problem, ma'am. Moving on. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools, ma'am? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Somewhere between a little and a lot.
Okay. All right, ma'am, moving on quickly. Thank you so far for your responses. Tell me whether you agree or disagree with these statements. For example, the first one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I don't fully agree.
Okay, ma'am. Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
What about this one, ma'am? Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat agree?
I somewhat agree with that.
Okay, ma'am.
Because I'm going to just put this out there.
Sure.
I agree because I think it is important to challenge others' thinking, as long as they don't push it.
No problem, ma'am.
So challenge without pushing. Sorry, I'm editorializing, sorry.
That's okay, ma'am. Your feedback is very welcome. Moving on, ma'am. This one says, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the U.S. because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree. I think they need to be taught. I think they need to be taught about it, but in a healthy manner.
You somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
They should not be taught. Strong. So I believe that they should be taught. That's okay. So it's asking if you think it should not be taught.
Yeah.
That was the question, right?
Yes.
I disagree. I strongly disagree with that because I do think it should be taught.
I understand.
But I think. Go ahead.
Go ahead, ma'am. Your opinion is being recorded and we do appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I believe that, I believe that history should not be changed just because the ideas are unpopular these days and, you know, we can't whitewash, and I don't mean that in a racist sense. We cannot whitewash history. We can't rinse out the crud. We can't erase parts of history just because people were hurt, that, you know, we can't erase the fact that Native Americans were slaughtered and sent away from their own lands. We can't wash away the fact that black people were mistreated and enslaved. That's what built the country. I mean, a lot of slaves built the country and a lot of manual labor. And yeah, it wasn't morally right, but it was the times. It was the times, and we've come a long way from that. Are we perfect? Oh no, but we came a long way from that. And just as I don't want to blame any one person or any one group for, you know, allowing it, for pushing it, you know, for trying to hide it. It's also not fair that we now, you know, that people now are kind of slammed or blasted for what happened to a group of people. It's like, we have no control over what our ancestors did and didn't do on any side, on any, you know, from any person's point of view. So, you know, the people that were enslaved, it happened. They came to America, you know, people were brought to America. They were enslaved and it was sad, but, you know, I can't control somebody else's hatred, but I can only control, you know, I can only speak for myself, but I can hope and pray for, you know, for peace and somehow global resolution of all of the nastiness. I hate the nastiness that happened in our history, but we can't wash it away. We can't remove it from the history books because it did happen, and we need to learn and we need to know, we need to see what happened so we can work to not let it happen again. That's kind of what I want to say.
Completely understand, ma'am. Thank you so much for your feedback, ma'am. We're almost done, I promise. Well, I'm just gonna read to you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. I just want you to tell me if you support or oppose them. For example, this one says, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose that.
All right. Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Oppose it.
I'm sorry, did you say somewhat or strongly, ma'am?
Strongly.
Oh, I'm sorry. What about increasing teacher pay, ma'am? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support that.
Okay.
I would support raising teacher pay and maybe some administrators don't need quite so much.
I understand. Would you say strongly support or somewhat support increase in teacher pay?
Somewhat support.
What about this one? I'm teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Would you support or oppose that?
I do support it.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
I strongly support it.
What about this one, ma'am? Added armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Would you support or oppose that?
I'd like to say I could strongly oppose it, but okay. I know there are some areas of the country where it's probably in the children's best interest to have some armed security guards.
Oh, okay. In that case, would you say that you support or oppose it? I'm sorry, you mentioned oppose, right?
I'm up in the air on that one. It's like 50-50. It's like I can't say it's not needed, but it's not needed at all. But I also can't say that it's all absolutely necessary everywhere.
I understand. What about this one, ma'am? Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Would you support or oppose that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it says raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Would you support or oppose that?
I don't know.
No problem, ma'am. Well, thank you so far for your responses. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Some U.S. citizens have approved the new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, ma'am, would you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum? Would you support or oppose that?
I am going to say that I somewhat oppose it because we already have a whole month for Black History Month.
No problem, ma'am.
And yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that.
That's okay. Moving on, ma'am. I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means you find it a very convincing argument. 0 means it's not at all a convincing argument. I'll be quick, ma'am. The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing is this to you?
I'm going to go 9.
Okay. What about this one, ma'am? Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing is this to you?
That's about a 2.
Okay. And this last one for this section says, ma'am, last year the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose these deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. from a 0 to a 10, how convincing is that to you, ma'am?
Maybe 3, maybe 4.
3 or 4, no problem. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, thank you for your responses. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change, so let me ask you again whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I'm going to go 50-50 on that. Can I do that?
Well,
can I say 50-50?
You can say, ma'am, strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I am going to somewhat disagree with that.
No problem. This one says, ma'am, teachers' critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I'm going to have to ask you to read that again.
Sure. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I'm going to somewhat agree.
Okay, ma'am.
And that probably wasn't a choice, but I'm going to somewhat agree with that.
I see.
But again, it's probably about 50-50.
Well, moving on, and these last questions
for...
No problem. These last questions for statistical purposes only. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have an associate degree.
Great, ma'am. Moving on, which of the following best describes your work situation? Would you say you're employed, retired, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
I am employed.
Okay, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
I am unmarried.
No problem. All right, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I lean Republican.
Okay, but would you say strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Probably not strong.
No problem, and thank you for your responses so far. Do you have any children 18 years of age or under living in your household?
I do not.
Okay, ma'am. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
I do not.
Oh, no problem, ma'am. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
Never.
No problem, ma'am. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Okay, would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative? I'm sorry, ma'am. Did you say somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. How often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Maybe let's say several times a year.
No problem.
Was that,
all right, ma'am.
Was that one of the choices?
Yeah, it was. Well, just tell me, ma'am, for the following descriptions, Irene, just tell me if it applies to you or somebody in your household. For example, is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Would you say that applies to you or somebody in your household, or does that apply?
It does apply.
To you, ma'am, or somebody in your household?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What about is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Would you say that applies to you or somebody in your household, or does that apply?
It does not currently apply.
No problem, ma'am. How would you describe the area where you live in, ma'am? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. All right, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses, ma'am. They were so helpful to me, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you.